Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover a piece of IRS guidance that every property owner and tax preparer should understand. It is called Chief Counsel Advice 201805001. Practitioners just call it CCA 2018-05001. This one is not a court case. It is an internal memo from the IRS Office of Chief Counsel. That office gives legal guidance to IRS employees. This particular memo came out in February of 2018. It is not binding law, but it tells you exactly how the IRS thinks about a specific problem. Here is the situation the memo looked at. A consultant prepared a cost segregation study for a taxpayer. If you are new to cost segregation, here is the short version of what that means. A cost segregation study looks at a building piece by piece. It identifies parts that count as personal property, things like special electrical work, flooring, or fixtures. Those parts write off in 5, 7, or 15 years instead of 39 years. Faster write-off means bigger deduction sooner, which puts real money back in your pocket. Now back to the memo. The consultant in this situation did not do an honest study. They made what the memo called egregious misrepresentations. They inflated the amount of the building that counts as personal property. That made the deductions on the tax return much larger than they should have been. The IRS looked at the situation and said the consultant could face a penalty under Section 6701. That section of the tax code targets anyone who helps someone else understate their taxes. The person does not even have to be the one filing the return. If you aid in preparing something that makes the tax bill look smaller than it really is, you can be penalized. Now, here is something important to keep in mind. This memo is not binding the way a court case or a treasury regulation would be. The IRS labels it non-precedential. That means it reflects the government's internal view, not a rule that every court must follow, but it still matters a lot. When the IRS writes a memo like this, it signals how their auditors and lawyers are going to approach similar situations. So what does this mean for you? It means quality in a cost segregation study is not optional. A study built on real engineering work, actual measurements, and honest analysis is on solid ground. A study that pads the numbers to generate bigger deductions puts everyone at risk, not just the taxpayer, but also the consultant who signed off. At My Cost Segregation, every study is built on field data and engineering analysis. Every dollar of reclassification is backed by documentation. We do not inflate numbers. We do not exaggerate. We find what is legitimately there, price it correctly, and stand behind it. That is the standard this memo is asking for, and it is the standard we hold ourselves to on every engagement. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library supporting your report, take a look at the legal section inside your study.